The gendarmerie stood in a commanding position on the hill above the customs offices overlooking the port, a yellow-painted three-story villa with a steeply pitched slate roof. Gauguin took Enzo in through a side entrance. He called into a small general office where three gendarmes sat, idling behind desks. He didn't want to be disturbed, he said, and led Enzo through to his own office at the rear of the house. Enzo felt eyes on his back as he followed the adjutant down the hall. Gauguin indicated a chair facing his desk.
"Coffee? I'd love one."
"Two coffees in here, please."
The adjutant called his order back down the hall and pointedly left the door open, apparently so that they could be overheard. He hung up his cape and cap and sat down behind his desk, then leaned forward, his forearms flat in front of him, interlocking his fingers as if in prayer.
"You're an interesting character, Monsieur MacLeod."
"So I've been told.
But I have to confess I'd never heard of you before I was instructed by Brigade Headquarters to lend you absolutely no assistance whatsoever."
"And why would they instruct you to do that?"
"You mean apart from the fact that cops never like outsiders showing them how to do their job?"
Enzo grinned.
"Yes, apart from that."
"Well, Monsieur MacLeod, you have to realize that the economy of this little island of ours is almost entirely dependent upon tourism these days. The era of the tuna fleets and the fish processing are long gone. And, to be perfectly frank, murder is not a great tourist attraction."
"Even one that's 20 years old?"
"It's the only one in living memory, Monsieur MacLeod. However, the fact that it was never solved makes it a little like a wound that has never healed, and we really don't want folk coming picking at the scabs."
"Even if a resolution of the case would finally heal the scar?"
Gauguin sat back in his chair and chuckled, turning a pencil over and over again between his fingers.